Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a wonderful show lined up for you today. At the bottom of the hour, at the bottom of this hour, is Dr. Mehta, who's written, along with two superstars, Gerald LaMoe and Dwight McKee, the book After Cancer Care, the definitive self-care guide to getting and staying well for patients after cancer. And that's an incredibly important topic. We'll learn how many of us will have cancer and recover from it. It looks like it's about 20 million of us are living post-cancer, and most of us don't know what to do or how to stay well. So most people think, well, I've recovered from cancer. That's the big one. Now I can go and eat ice cream. No, that is the wrong mode. And we're going to find out from Dr. Mehta and his co-authors, Dwight McKee and Gerald LaMoe, what the appropriate thing is to do. So that's probably a incredibly important thing. If 20 million Americans are living post-cancer, if you just think of that, that's about 1 in 15 of us. And if each of us has 5 friends, 1 in 3 of us should know this information to be able to help others. So that at least 1 in 3, maybe there are more living post-cancer than I have estimated. We'll find out from Dr. Mehta. By the way, you can always email us your questions at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. We got asked a number of questions about the plant-based diet this week. We'll get to those as well. And what supplements to take? A question about turmeric. I'll answer that one early on, too, about turmeric as a supplement. We'll start out with this awareness of medical problems fades a few years before dementia. Older adults who are destined to develop dementia start to lose awareness of their memory problems 2 to 3 years before the disease is full-blown, a new study finds. What that means is that if you have worries about your memory, and a lot of people do, that's why we started the brain wellness programs at the Cleveland Clinic Wellness. One, I don't know our number other than I think it is 877-HEAL, 1-877. I've got it. I obviously have it wrong. I will look up the number in the break for the Cleveland Clinic Wellness if you want to consider one of the brain wellness programs. But this study showed that if you want to do this, if you're worried about it, if you misplace your keys, obviously no need to rush to the doctor. But if you're showing a pattern of memory lapses yourself or you want to improve it, it's best to start early. That is, under the recent care law, under the recent health care law, Medicare now covers screening tests for cognitive impairment. So everyone can get screened for cognitive impairment. We do that. I do that myself with patients here at the Cleveland Clinic. And as I said, I'll get you the number for that. But in practice, it may amount to the doctor asking, how's your memory, which is inadequate. What you really want to do is have your doctor go through a series of tests with you to see how good your memory is and how good all those other executive functions of your brain are. While there's no cure for dementia, you can prevent it by a long period of time by enrolling in one of these programs that teaches you stress management, exercise, memory games and memory, and the right foods. Let me give you the breakdown on this. If you look at it from a management standpoint on a 0 to 100 scale, managing your stress is 26 points out of the 100. Getting physical activity looks like it's 24 points out of 100. Food choices, 15. The brain games, they're important too, but only around a 12-point advantage. So 50 points from just learning how to manage stress routinely and doing physical activities such as walking for that 10,000 steps a day is important. So the key point in this is older adults who are destined to develop dementia lose awareness 2 to 3 years before the disease is full-blown. So if you start to do it, it is best get therapy and treatment. Screening doesn't help, but screening gets you to the right places, and those are the places that teach you all these other things. Now, along with that, we got a question during the week, and you can send us questions anytime, literally anytime, to udocs@gmail.com. Just put in the subject line, question for Dr. Mike. It's best if you do it on Saturdays right before the show. We're on twice live from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern and 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. It's the same show. They just record it back to back. But 3 to 5, if you send us questions between 2 and 3 p.m., I'm almost sure to get them on the air, because that's what I check first whenever I check, and that's what I've done just now. One of the questions that Nicholas has sent us is a question on turmeric. That is, he said, what about turmeric supplements for decreasing memory loss? And yes, turmeric, in the studies and association studies from India and in current studies in animals and in humans, decreases inflammation in the brain, which should decrease your risk of dementia or of memory loss or cognitive executive function loss. What is executive function? It's making decisions, if you will. And what are the, that's a key component, obviously. Executive function loss, we don't want you to have the ability to manage your finances. We don't want you to lose that. We don't want you to lose your executive functions. And those are key in preventing loss. Does turmeric do that? It does it when it's with food. But the studies of turmeric as a supplement, even though you get the same blood level of turmeric, doesn't seem to work, and no one knows why. But so turmeric, put it in food. It's in Indian food, obviously, and a lot of mustard. It's the one reason I say you should stop at McDonald's, because their mustard packs have 17 milligrams of turmeric in it, exactly what you want a day. So take two of those packs a day, and you get your 17 milligrams. You can put one on food, and one you can just take the mustard in. It's perfect for getting turmeric, and that's because mustard seed is more expensive than turmeric at giving yellow color, and so the turmeric is used in yellow mustard, not in the Dijon and the naan and the brown mustards. So you want inexpensive mustard. Okay, what else are we going to talk about today? What is the role of fat by itself, like dairy in plant? That's one of the questions we got asked. As well as question on what is a healthy diet during and before pregnancy? And does a diet matter before pregnancy? You know, this is interesting. I'm taping this in ragweed season, and I get very bad ragweed just walking from outside to my car when I park it outside rather than in a closed garage, just walking outside to the car, and I'm coughing and sneezing and dripping and scratching my eyes. I've had this all my life, so it'll probably do me in someday. But in any case, I apologize if I sound nasal, and I apologize if I have to cough and other things. Then a healthy diet before and during pregnancy, yeah, it's important. And we're going to talk to Gary Ginsberg in the second hour. So in the second hour, 17 after, we have what's toxic, what's not. We'll talk about new vaccine techniques. What will it do to flu vaccine? We're also going to talk about, in the second hour, a lot about water. There's a study out this week that if you have a pint of water before dinner, it's a very good to before each meal, you'll lose more weight, and even more water, you'll lose more weight. And there's also a study about water overtaking soda. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay tuned and stay well.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Who says you have to be young to feel young? You can experience that exuberant energy in many stages of your life, but sometimes you may need a little help. If you're not feeling that kind of energy, it may not have anything to do with your age, but instead the production of testosterone in your body. Michael's Naturopathic Programs has a formula for that. Michael's Testosterone Factors contains the essential nutrients that support the production of testosterone naturally. This comprehensive formula is a combination of vitamins, amino acids, and select herbs that are ideal for proper male hormone production. Feel young again by getting the support you need with Testosterone Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find it at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or go to michaelshealth.com and check out our full line of naturopathic formulations for all your health needs. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S health.com. Michael's Naturopathic Programs. Tried and truthful.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. At the bottom of the hour, Dr. Pallav Mehta, who's one of the three authors of After Cancer Care, will be with us. This is a great book, The Definitive Self-Care Guide to Getting and Staying Well for Patients After Cancer. What does it mean for you? And how many people are living after cancer? We'll find out that data, but we'll also talk about rehabbing and how common they are. I want to give you another story because that relates to a question we got asked. Let me give you the question that Santiago from Milwaukee just asked us in the hour beforehand. You can always send us, and as I said, send us information or send us questions at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com. Or you can call 844-305-8400, 844-305-7800, and ask us questions on the air. But in this question that Santiago asked us, he said, what do you think about the plant-based diet, and do I have to eliminate dairy? So let me tell you a story about Dr. Cadwell Esselstyn. Dr. Esselstyn is an Olympic gold medalist who wrote Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease because he found that the plant-based diet, without anything with a mother or a face, that includes without dairy, is beneficial at reversing, at stabilizing, and even pulling plaque out. Well, this person had read some of the book or heard some of the book and had a very high history of coronary disease. Dr. Esselstyn at the Cleveland Clinic runs a session on Fridays once a month for, 12 to 20 people and their spouses, because it has to be a buddy system. You need your spouse on board with this, on this diet and both the rationale for it. It's a I think it's a 7-hour session. And then his wife, Ann Esselstyn, goes and teaches the diet and the actual specifics of cooking and how to make it really tasty. And she does make it really tasty. And they have hummus without oil, etc. So there's no oil in it, no added oils, no added sugars, and no dairy. And so I was interviewing one of these people who has actually changed in the last 2 weeks. And I said she'd been vegan for much of her life, and then 2 weeks ago she cut out dairy because she was getting progressive chest pain, shortness of breath on minimal half-block walking. And over the 2 weeks since she's cut out dairy, cheese, she's cut out yogurt, which she had been eating at each meal, etc., her pain has literally dissipated, and her shortness of breath has disappeared. So I asked Dr. Esselstyn about it, and he said, yes, that the endothelium, that delicate inner cell layer in your arteries, is injured by the fat content, he thinks, but it is something in milk products, whether it's the milk protein or the milk saturated fat. He thinks it's the saturated fat because it occurs whether it's cheese or yogurt or milk itself. So he said, you've got to cut out dairy if you're going to do this diet and get a reversal of your heart disease. It's not only cutting out everything that is not plant-based, but it's also cutting out all added oils, added sugars, and then all dairy. So Santiago, I was with Mrs. Diaz. She runs a support group in for vegan diets in Rhode Island. She's been on the program like this for about since 4 years, and literally all of her shortness of breath, all of her chest pain went away. She came back for a renewal course, and just like this other woman, they both had literally stoppage within 2 weeks of cutting out anything that had a face or a mother, and with added oils, cutting out added oils, added sugars, and all dairy. And for Mrs. Diaz and this other woman, it was key that they got rid of the dairy. So yes, get rid of the dairy. Asked another question. This is by Adana, and it isn't Donna G, but it is a Donna G, but a different Donna G than Donna Gould. Sometimes our producer sends me a question to ask in the middle. This is not that Donna. This is a different Donna has asked me this, and asked about if I'm not having sugar with my cola, can I have a diet colon, does that make a difference? Well, we're going to cover that big time in the second hour, Donna G. But I'll give you just a short brief. Water has now is now about to overtake soda as the main beverage in America. That is, if you look at purchased water, not out of the tap, obviously we can't characterize how much you're drinking, but bottled water is now overtaking bottles, cans, and whatever else cola is and soda is sold in. So we drink about 39 gallons per person in the United States of soda a year. We're now about to overtake that with purchased water, and water is about to overtake it. We really do recommend water or coffee, and you'll hear the benefits of coffee in the next half hour as we talk about after cancer care and why coffee is so good. It actually prevents cancer recurrences. It actually prevents cancer in the first place. Just like baby aspirin, it's about 9 different cancers are decreased by real coffee. Only do it if you are, don't get headaches, don't get abnormal heartbeats, don't get anxiety, and don't get gastric upset with coffee. But if you don't get those, it's a benefit. In any case, the soda itself has sugar in it. Sugar changes your proteins. The proteins in your body, such as hemoglobin A1C, you get a sugar on that protein. It causes dysfunction in that protein. The worst ones are the ones that fight inflammation. And the proteins that signal how to fight inflammation, your immune system, and the proteins that are between the grout in your artery layers. So those are the ones, too, in fact, that you want to decrease, and you want to keep those proteins normal rather than having them changed by having a sugar attached to them. Well, it turns out that diet soda has been associated with as much obesity as caloric or sugar-contained soda. And the question was, what, is it the sweet taste that you get used to, or is there something else? Well, in some really preliminary studies, but good studies in animals, preliminary in man, it looks like that just like the carnitine and lecithin and choline in red meat and egg yolks, that the sugar substitutes change the bacteria inside your gut and cause you to produce something that causes insulin resistance, cause those bacteria to produce a protein that you absorb that causes insulin resistance. Now, this is really well documented in 3 different animal species where you get their poop pretty easily. In humans, it's only in 7 humans has it been studied, and in 4 of those 7, it changed the bacteria and caused this insulin-resistant protein. So we don't know how common it is. The one sugar substitute that didn't do it is stevia. So the one sugar substitute that looks like it's fine for everyone is stevia. Now, when we come back, one of my favorite subjects, Cleveland Clinic is starting a post-breast cancer diagnosis, post-colon cancer diagnosis, post-prostate cancer diagnosis wellness program, and we're going to be studying those. But this is a ideal book. This is written by 3 stars. Gerald LaMole and Dwight McKee are stars, and they've joined with Pelev Mehta, who's also a star. In this, After Cancer Care is the name of the book. We're going to get to that, Dr. Mehta, right after the break. Wonderful book. Stay tuned on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show at Radio MD. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy, After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking in this half hour with Dr. Pallav Mehta, who's a co-author of this wonderful book, After Cancer Care, published by Rodale. The best question in this half hour, email to us, or actually you can call it at 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800, or of course, call emailing us at udocs, youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We'll take the best question. We've already got one from Judy, but the book is called After Cancer Care, written also with Gerald Lamole, who is Lisa Oz's father, and a wonderful human being, a great cardiac surgeon who did a lot to integrate integrative medicine with cardiac surgery. Dwight McKee, who's a real superstar in the cancer world. And now Pallav Mehta, who started out, this is actually very interesting, he started out as a physical trainer and somehow migrated to medicine, got a medical degree, and somehow migrated from there to oncology, and now has taken as one of his missions the help of people who are post-cancer. So, Dr. Mehta, thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I should say, I did tell people beforehand, as we were talking, that the Cleveland Clinic has started a set of shared medical appointments post-breast cancer diagnosis, post-colon cancer diagnosis, and post-prostate cancer diagnosis, as well as in brain health. You can find out all about them, by the way, if you're an individual listening to the show. The show is heard in Cleveland as well as in 32 other cities on terrestrial stations and on RadioMD.com. But the number in Cleveland is two, as I got it totally wrong, so I'll tell you what our number is. I should know it. 216-448. So it's 216-448-HEAL. 4325 is HEAL written out. 216-448-HEAL. But Dr. Mehta, you practice in Philadelphia at Cooper Medical College now. Tell us a little bit about, why you decided to write this book. What is the genesis of writing a book about after cancer care?
Yes, I was I was lucky enough to get to collaborate with Dr. LaMole and Dr. McKee, two people who I really look at as mentors in this in the world of integrative medicine. I think all of us realize, and I've been doing breast cancer work now for about 10 years, we realized that really the current model of cancer care had what I think I would call a glaring hole, in that patients would get exemplary treatment during their cancer care. They would always be seeing the doctor and seeing the nurse, and they would feel safe during their treatment. And then after 2, 3, 6 months of therapy, often harrowing therapy, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, we didn't have much to offer them. And really the see you in 6 months is how we kind of summed it up. And I think what I noticed is that patients felt lost and they really were looking for guidance. And sometimes they would seek it on their own, and with the information age being what it is, they would go on the internet and find all sorts of things, but just weren't able to put it all together. So the idea was to give people a guide on really how to live life after cancer.
And now Judy has written us and said, are there things you do after every cancer, or is it specific to the cancer type?
So that's a good question. There are certainly certain things that apply to all cancer diagnoses, but nowadays, unlike even 10 years ago, certainly 20 years ago, cancers are treated very differently. Even individual cancers themselves, take breast cancer, for example. There's several different types of breast cancer, and now we try to target the treatments to each specific type. So sometimes patients come out of the treatment with different issues. So in terms of this idea of recovery and after cancer recovery, sometimes there are very specific limitations and guidelines for those cancers.
And let's give an idea. Let's do the general ones. What should everyone after? How many? By the way, how many people are living? I quoted data I had seen that there are roughly 20 million people in the United States who are living post cancer therapy.
Yeah.
Is that about right?
That's about right. Yeah, I think you'll see anywhere from about 13 to 20 million. It sort of depends on whether you take into account skin cancers, which there's large numbers of in the country. But I think the idea is there's this sort of perfect storm of survivors now, because the treatments are getting better, more people are getting diagnosed with cancer, and more people are living longer. So you're just having this explosion of cancer survivors, which is wonderful, but there is a real unmet need in that population.
And so for the 20 million, and I saw that it was going to rise to about 50 million by projection in 2050, what are the common things they should do? And let's get Judy's question taken care of for Judy.
Right. So in terms of, and the way we sort of break it down is in the sort of three pillars of our after cancer care program. And that's, I'm currently at the MD Anderson Center at Cooper in New Jersey and trying to build this after cancer program. And the three pillars being nutrition, physical activity, and stress modification. And if you sort of break it down, you start with nutrition. There are certain guidelines that we talk about in the book. For example, getting the four food groups of a plant-based diet. The NCCN, which is an institution that sort of governs our oncology guidelines, actually has come out with some guidelines of their own that also talk about a plant-based diet being really valuable for patients after a cancer diagnosis. But the four food groups would be fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds and legumes, and whole grains. So trying to get those on a daily basis, and preferably with each meal, is important. Making sure you eat whole foods and not processed foods as much as possible. And trying to one of the important aspects that we talk about in the book is this idea of regulating insulin. And one of the ways in which you do that is not just what you eat, which is important, in terms of avoiding refined sugar and whatnot, but in terms of how frequently you eat, and eating every few hours, eating a high fiber meal, or at least having fiber in the meal every few hours, allows you to keep insulin very regular throughout the day.
And why is insulin so important?
So insulin seems to have, several connections with diseases in general, with cancer as well. So when, let's take, for example, somebody who eats a sugary, meal, refined sugar, has a cupcake, what happens is the pancreas responds by secreting insulin into the bloodstream, and you get what's called an insulin spike. Now, when insulin spikes happen chronically and you eat a lot of these meals, you develop insulin resistance, which then can lead to things like obesity. And obesity and cancer now have a fairly direct link, at least as far as breast cancer and colon cancer and even prostate cancer are concerned. But the other problem with insulin is that when insulin hits a certain threshold, it actually can also lead to secretion of something called insulin-like growth factor. And insulin-like growth factor, can actually lead, it has been shown in animal studies, to lead to the formation of tumors.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about what Warren Buffett should know about his own treatment of his prostate cancer and what he should do in avoiding sugar, as well as physical activity and stress management and some specifics and your questions. We'll be right back on Radio MD. Stay well.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength, from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Her Radio with Michelle King Robeson.
I'm going to be totally honest, because that's all I know how to do, and my life is an open book anyway. Give me a tip to develop a deeper connection with myself, right? That's what I'm struggling with.
The short answer is to do less in general and make it more meaningful.
And Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
My friend and colleague, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who's the 18th Surgeon General of the United States.
Thank you for having me, and thank you both for what you do to get the health message and public health messages out there.
The naked truth about women.
Michelle, what comes to your mind?
Friendships. Okay. Healthy women cultivating friendships. I mean,
we bond.
Right, exactly.
We bond like there's no tomorrow, and it's so healthy, and there's so much scientific research.
Listen live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
Being your best means nothing slows you down. Whether it's a hard day of chores around the house, that weekend marathon, or smashing through a workout, one thing remains the same. Recovery must occur before you can be your best. Michael's Recovery Zyme supports the body's natural inflammatory response, resulting in greater muscle recovery. Recovery Zymes is the missing link you need to be your best. Recovery Zymes' formulation of systemic enzymes and herbs, coupled with an advanced enteric coating, allows Recovery Zymes to work where needed, the muscles and tissues. Our team at Michael's also uses these formulations, so we price our products to be cost-effective, because we believe that excellent health should be affordable. Recovery Zymes is the highest potency and most affordable muscle recovery formulation in the market. Elite athletes and weekend warriors all agree. Systemic enzymes are the missing link. Michael's Recovery Zymes provides them so you can move forward and achieve your goals. You provide the passion, we'll provide the support.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot, and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Royson, MD.
You know, I like it so much when our advertisers advertise or sell on healthy basis. So we have I noticed we have a snack advertiser that's really healthy, and even hotels. And I've never known of EVEN hotels, but they started advertising on our program. I've looked it up, and they're a hotel that sponsors wellness facilities in their hotel. So don't know much about them, but it looks like both they and the snack products advertised on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show are in fact healthy. When we went to break, we were talking with Dr. Mehta, M-E-H-T-A, one of the three authors of this superb book, After Cancer Care, published by Rodale, the definitive self-care guide to getting and staying well. We're talking about foods to eat and foods to avoid for all people with cancer. We were first going over the generic thing, what to do if you're recovering from cancer. 20 million of you are, and 50 million will be in 2050. That is living post-cancer diagnosis and treatment. And so this book is really written for you. And there are a lot of you, obviously, 20 million now. And those things that everyone should do, he said, were four food groups. In the plant-based diet, it's a vegetable, a whole grain, and a legume or nut at each meal. And so that's where we started. And the things to avoid were things with simple sugar. And I asked him, Warren Buffett, who has a stake in Coca-Cola, always shows himself having a straight Coca-Cola, which is about as sugar a drink as you can get, yet he has a prostate cancer, which has been treated, he said, with radiation seeds. So, Dr. Mehta, you must, like me, say, you know, this is not a very smart thing for him to do.
It certainly is not. 12 ounces of soda, which, by the way, nowadays it's actually difficult to find a 12-ounce soda. If you look at the average size of sodas, it's really up to 20 ounces. And the other day I was with my kids and we saw the half-liter bottles all over the place. So if you take a 12-ounce soda, you're looking at almost 40 grams of refined sugar. It might even be 42 grams of refined sugar. And refined sugar, as we talked about in terms of the insulin response, but particularly in terms of its effect on prostate cancer, there is evidence that patients with prostate cancer who have had their definitive treatment, be it radiation or surgery, may have a higher risk of recurrence with refined carbohydrates, particularly the sugar sweetened beverages. So
we should tell him.
Tell Warren Buffett,
tell him. Yeah, no, we should tell Warren Buffett too that we like him around because he's a great American hero, and to start drinking the Dasani water that Coca-Cola makes and get rid of the Coca-Cola with sugar in it. Now, in addition to avoiding simple carbohydrates and eating a plant-based diet, what should everyone do who's had cancer for physical activity? Is walking enough, or should you be doing resistance exercise? Should you be doing cardio? What should you be doing?
Yeah, so in terms of exercise, this is a component that really does depend a lot on a patient's own previous experience prior to cancer and their specific limitations. What's interesting now is that there's actually, if patients wanted to, the American Council on Exercise, which was the body that I was certified through prior to my medical training, and the American Council on Sports Medicine has specific certifications for their trainers now on cancer. So you can actually seek them just on their website. You can seek out a certified trainer. But in terms of specific exercise, the recommendation is 75 to 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity exercise. So moderate intensity, the way I define it, is you can talk, but you can't sing. So if you're doing something where you're huffing and puffing enough where you can't keep a tune going, then that's moderate. And moderate is different for everyone. A triathlete needs to do a lot to get to moderate level. The other piece about this is that cardiovascular exercise is important, but particularly for women, particularly for postmenopausal women, resistance exercise is just as important in maintaining bone density, keeping muscle, the muscle to fat ratio high, which keeps your metabolism high.
So we should say that resistance exercise is moving a weight against gravity, which is anything, including your own body, against gravity. So you don't have to get expensive equipment. You can do it with sit-ups and push-ups and lunges and things like that.
This is not bodybuilding or anything like that,
And the third component was stress management. And by the way, we've got a question from Sandy, who asks about what about toxins in food? So let's get to that, and then we'll go to stress management.
Yeah, one of the things that's come up recently, actually very recently, is this issue of GMOs and how they relate to the toxins in our food. Is something that's been in the news a lot is the pesticides in our foods, and the idea that now crops were genetically modified to try and make them resistant to certain pesticides so that you could spray the entire field and just kill the weeds and not the crops. Unfortunately, what's happened is that then those crops have a lot of those pesticides. And, these toxins now, just a few months ago, the number one herbicide was designated a probable human carcinogen. So there's a list that's put out every year by an organization known as the Environmental Working Group. And the list is the Dirty Dozen. And the Dirty Dozen is the list of the 12 fruits and vegetables that have the highest pesticide content on them. And this group every year does thousands of measurements on these foods. So probably a good idea to look up those foods. And if possible, try to buy those organic.
So those include, for example, apples, peaches, lettuce, celery, and
that's right.
Those are just some of them, but
some of the real common ones, right? Strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Right. Go to environmentalworkinggroup.com or .org. I think they both have both of the websites.
That's right.
In any case, Dr. Mehta, this is a great book. We aren't going to get to stress management, which is one of those three components, food choices, going plant-based and getting one of those four food groups at each meal, eating frequently, keeping your sugar low. Secondly was doing physical activity, especially resistance activity. Third is stress management that everyone should do after cancer care. But there are specifics for each cancer in this book, After Cancer Care by Gerald Lemole, L-E-M-O-L-E. Palev Mehta, our guest today, M-E-H-T-A, great guest, and Dwight McGee, M-C-K-E-E, After Cancer Care, the definitive self-guide to getting and staying well, superb book. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, where the goal, of course, is for you to stay well.
A great radio show may sound like it's easy to make, but if you've ever tried, you know that's not the case. With the time spent engineering, producing, and archiving, you end up losing focus on what really matters, the content of your show. If you put your show on the Gab Radio Network, you'll be able to leave all those technical worries to our staff of highly trained engineers and producers. And all you need to do is have fun and put on a great show. Want to find out more? Send an email over to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King-Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato, basil, and cracked pepper.